Latino dancer. Listen to WMFO in Medford.
Once there was a way to get back home. Once there was a way to get back home. Sleep, pretty darling, do not cry. And I will sing a lullaby.
Lullaby. Boy, you're gonna carry that weight.
The one and only Phil Collins with Golden Slumbers and Carry That Weight. That is from a compilation called In My Life by George Martin, where he had a few of his friends come on and do that. I think that one is absolutely fantastic. Also, we had Rod Stewart in there with Get Back. And we also had the one that was in the middle. Which was
after that Phil Collins, you just can't. I mean, Helter Skelter, that was a great version.
It is good, yeah.
For me, Phil Collins.
I'm big Phil Collins on this one, yeah. And they're all three of them are good. And I love that Rod Stewart one too. And yeah. I don't like the song "Get Back." I never had.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a great version of it because it's a little bit different, and he makes it kind of his own. You
He's
know,
got a lot of energy.
Yeah, yeah, it's very good. He does Rod Stewart. I'm listening to some of the early stuff that he did in the '70s and some stuff, and it's just amazing. I mean, what a great musician there. A lot of people don't like him, but yeah, I think he became a Sir at one point. I think, is it Sir Rod?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Sir Rod?
Sir Rod.
Yeah.
Gotta be careful there.
Yeah.
Phil Collins, it sounded a lot like Colin Hay.
Yeah, he does sound a little bit like Colin Hay.
That key he's singing in, yeah, sounds a lot like Colin Hay for me.
Sir Roderick David Stewart is what his name is. Sir Roderick David Stewart. As a matter of fact, I think Phil Collins might be a sir, too, now that I think about it.
Oh, yeah.
Is he a sir?
I would think so, yep.
Sir Phil?
Sir Phil.
Sir Phil Collins, let's say. He should be a sir. No, sadly he's not.
Wow.
No, probably because he was in Busta. That was a pretty lousy movie.
Oh,
do you remember when Phil Collins, he had like a little acting career for a little while? He was showing up on all kinds of TV shows and stuff. Yeah, very cool. But that one, I love Beatles covers, and there's tons of them out there. And I figured that's always great for that. 70s, 80s, and 90s always have a Beatles cover in there. But yeah, I got to go for Phil Collins. That's a strong one on that. And it's like, it's pretty much close to the same song.
Right.
Like the arrangement and stuff. But you have a little bit more horns in there. You got a little bit more orchestra. That's where the George Martin influence comes from on that one. But it just, and Phil Collins really sings that really well. I just love it. I played that one a few times on Time Travel over the years. So two votes for that. I am going to close round one and give it to Jeep Trick for the Police round. We had a few votes more for the Police. We didn't have any for NWA, but we also had a couple of votes there for Radiohead as well. So I'm going to close round one and say the Police, the 1970s one, round one. If you want to vote for round two about work, we have votes in. It's the 80s are leading there right now, and anybody can take round three with the Ducks or the Beatles right now. We got two votes for the Beatles, but anybody can take it if you want to call in and vote, or you want to text me or send it out to the chat at djchatwmfo.org. You ever see any of the Beatles? You see Paul McCartney and all, Jared?
No. Never been to any concert.
No. 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 I saw him, but I made the mistake of having a few beers beforehand. A few too many beers. So by the time Paul McCartney started, I had walked all the way from the train station to Fenway, and I was not doing well. I was not doing well.
No shame to listen.
Yeah, so myself and Jim, we had a great time before the concert. But then during and after the concert, not good. It was bad. And we made it home, but we had to take an Uber. And I ended up walking out of the concert at one point. It just was not good.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Hurting. So when anybody says, did you ever see Paul McCartney? I still say no.
I was there, but I wasn't paying attention.
I wasn't. Yeah, yeah. But I was there, but I wasn't really there. So I don't know. I suppose I enjoyed the first song, and then I fell completely asleep. completely asleep, and like I fall on like a girl's shoulder or something like that. then her friend flipped out.
Your new best friend.
Yeah, it was not good.
Oh,
yeah.
No. But
what was funny is the girl whose shoulder I fell asleep on, I had a single seat. I was in between people. And she was fine with it. But her friend, who I think was trying to date her, I think they were on a date.
That's funny.
And I think the girl liked me more than she liked her date.
Friend zone.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. So she was just like, "You're touching her while you're asleep." I'm like, "No, I'm not. I'm like, I'm going to sleep. It's a concert."
Oh my gosh.
It's like, oh my God. It's like, let me see. Let's watch Paul McCartney and Rock and Roll, or you and your stupid friend. Like, what? Which one do we choose? It's unbelievable.
Oh,
everybody is so outraged now.
Yeah.
It's like
take it easy.
Apologized to the girl. The girl was fine, and then the other girl just kept on going. I'm like, I can't sit here. So I went into the porta potty. I smoked like a cigarette, and then somebody banged the porta potty and told me I couldn't smoke in there. And I'm like, where can I smoke? Can I smoke here? And I smoked in the second porta potty. And then I'm like, okay, I should probably just go.
You still can't smoke there.
I should probably just go. But yeah, you know, hey,
you're not welcome at that concert.
You know, that's what happens. Beers and loudmouth soup go hand in hand. You know, loudmouth soup. So, all right, let's move on to the next round. You want to do a quick one? You want to do TV themes?
Let's do it.
Let's do a TV theme one. I got the Beatles instrumental in the background. That's when they went to India, of course. Let's see. So this is going to be the 70s, the 80s, and the 90s. And what I did is I picked out three theme songs from TV shows. However, they're instrumental They're instrumental theme songs. Here we go. We're going to start out with one about a special tactical unit. Second one's going to be from the 80s. It's going to be about some guys from Florida. And then the last one is about the law. So here we go. I'm going to play all three in a row. They're all pretty quick. So pick your favorite TV theme song from the 70s, 80s, and 90s here on the Friday Night Fights here with you until 8 p.m. here with Jared Gales. We're having a good time. Thanks. right. That may be a tough round. What do you think?
Definitely Miami Vice for me.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So it's not so tough.
It was great. Yeah.
Yeah. I love Miami Vice.
They're all good,
Vice.
But I mean, I'm a big Law & Order fan and probably watch all of them. But musically, yeah, it's got to be Miami Vice.
I'll tell you, my mom had this I got to give props to my mom because she was kind of cool at one point before she had six boys because she had like a bunch of 45s and this was one of them. She ended up buying the 45 to that 70s one we heard. That was the theme from SWAT. Which was the Special Weapons and Tactical Team, which was a show in the 70s.
Ah.
And that was a big hit. It actually went number one in the 1970s for a TV theme song, and that was a shortened version of it. As much as I love that one, the Miami Vice one, when I was doing the Big 80s radio show here on WMFO, I still do it from time to time. That's my theme song for it from Miami Vice. So, yeah,
great.
I got to go Miami Vice on that. You can't beat that. It was such a distinct sound, and it just brings you right back to 1985.
You can see him cruising along in that huge
in the boats.
You know, just
they all got the Z Cavarich on.
And flying through the hair. And just, yeah, it's great.
Cocaine's flying. Oh, yeah. All over the place.
White suit.
Yeah, absolutely.
The white suits.
Absolutely.
It's so cheesy, but it still works.
We are going to give Kool Moe Dee round two. So the 80s one round two. So we have one for the 70s, one for the 80s. Ducks. The lead is now the 70s right now. That is still open, though. Rick Dees is winning the Ducks. And right now, the Beatles. We have a couple of votes for Rod Stewart, but the Beatles are still winning that round for round four. And round five was the theme song. What is your favorite? Is it SWAT? Is it Miami Vice? Or is it Law and Order? You can vote. And I am here with you until 8 p.m. with Jared Gales. We're having a good time. I think we should probably do the cocaine round next after that Law & Order one.
After the Miami Vice, of course.
And that's Miami Vice.
Nice, easy segue.
And SWAT.
Cocaine.
I think all three TV shows were involved with or had cocaine
episodes. Lots of cocaine
episodes.
Involved.
Yeah, so let's do the cocaine episode here. So these are going to be songs about cocaine from the 1970s, the 1980s, or the 1990s here on the Friday Night Fights with Chris Earle and Jared Gales here with you until 8 p.m.
Don't worry about me. We got cocaine and coffee here. We're going to get wide and have a big party.
All right, what do you say? Let's boogie. Loving 44 beneath my head. Woke up next morning and I grabbed that gun. I took a shot of cocaine and away I run. Made a good run, but I run too slow. They overtook me down in Juarez, Mexico. And in my eye joint, taking the pill. And walked the sheriff from Jericho Hill. Willie, your name is not Jack Brown. You're the dirty hack and shot your woman down. Yes, so yes, my name is Willie. Got a warrant, you better read it to me. Shot it down, but she made me sore. I thought it was her daddy, but she had five more. When I was arrested, I was dressed in black. They put me on a freight train and hauled me back. Had no friend for to go my bail. They stuck my dried up carcass in that Missouri jail.
courtroom where my trial began, where I was judged by 1240 men. Just as the jury started walking out, I saw that little judge commence to look about. In about 5 minutes in walked a man, holding the verdict in his right hand. The verdict read in the first degree, and I shouted, "Lordy, Lordy, please have mercy on me." The judge smiled when he picked up his pen. 9 to 9 years in the San Quentin pen, 9 to 9 years underneath that ground, and I can't forget the day I shot that bad bitch down. Well, all you hotheads, listen up to me. Stay off that whiskey, let that cocaine be. All right, let's start the show.
Have you forgotten that once we were brought here, we were robbed of our name, robbed of our language. We lost our religion, our culture, our God. And many of us, by the way we act, we even lost our mind.
Here it is, bam, and you say, God damn, this is a dope jam. But let's define the term called dope, and you're thinking me funky now. No, here is a true tale, why the ones that deal, all the ones that fail, yeah. You can move if you wanna move. What it prove? It's here like the groove. The problem is this: we gotta fix it. Check out the justice and how they run it. Selling, smelling, sniffing, riffing, and brothers trying to get swift in. Selling their own, rob a home, while some shrivel a bone like comatose walking around. Please don't confuse this with the sound. I'm talking about bass.
What's the night?
Come on.
What's the night?
Bass.
What's the night?
I put this together too. The bells of those that boost the dose of lack-a-lack and those that sell the black. Shame on the brother when he dealing the same block where my 98 be wheeling. And everybody know another kilo from a corner from a brother, keep another below. And stop illing and killing, stop grilling. Yo, black, yo,
we are willing.
4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. Wait a minute, y'all. The fiends are fiending day to day to day. They say no other way. This stuff is really bad. I'm talking about
we're gonna get on down.
You know a brother that stayed all day in his Jeep, and at night he went to sleep, and in the morning all he had was sneakers on his feet. The culprit used to jam and rock the mic. Yo, he stripped the Jeep to fill his pipe and wander around to find a place where they rock to a different kind of. Come on, y'all.
Hold it now, wait.
Wait a minute.
Yo, brother Black. Succotash is a meal for kids that make cash, selling drugs to the brother man instead of the other man.
Brother than sister.
I'm talking about
WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts. This round six, songs about cocaine. Bring you over to Jared. We have George Thorogood. We have Duran Duran. And we had Public Enemy in there talking about a night of the living bass heads, where a bunch of crackheads steal TVs and things like that. Johnny Cash was the cover that George Thorogood did. And Melly Mel B. I know it's not the Melly from the Spice Girls, but Duran Duran covering Melly Mel, I believe, and Grandmaster Flash with White Lines. So 70s, 80s, and 90s here. Go ahead.
Boy, I like George Thorogood. That one really had a lot of pop for me.
You like George Thorogood covering the Johnny Cash?
Yeah, it was just had a lot going on there.
Yeah, I love that one too. It's great. It's fast and it's in your face. And he would always start his shows for many years with that. And I use that clip in Time Travel for many years at the beginning when he says, let's start the show. And then you hear that one drum and then starts the show. I'm going to go with Duran Duran on this one. I love Public Enemy. I love George Thorogood. But I played that White Lines cover over and over again since I heard it in the mid-90s when that album came out. Duran Duran did an all-cover album, and that was the lead off of that. And I just always, I always enjoyed it. I just thought it kicked ass, and it's fast, and it's fun, and it makes me want to do cocaine, which I never did. But I think if I had done it, I think I would have been cool, like Melly Mel and Grandmaster Flash and Duran Duran and the Miami Vice Boys. And I could see myself in those suits from the 80s, you know?
Hanging out backstage and with Duran Duran.
Yeah, and even if you're fighting to get rid of it, you know, like the Miami Vice, they had to do a little bump every now and then, right? They had to do a little toot right in front of the bad guys. Sure they did. Yeah, Serpico had to too, right?
Yeah.
Serpico had to do a little toot.
Sure did.
Right? Even the bad Breaking Bad, like they had to do the toot, right? To check out their, well, that's going into meth. That's something completely different, but I don't know. Drugs are big. That's all I'm saying. I don't condone drugs, but they work for the Beatles. That's all I'm saying.
Lots of people like them.
Yeah. Work for the Beatles, right? Seemed to work for the Beatles. They got a career out of it.
They sure did.
And, of course, Eric Clapton's Cocaine in the background. Just throwing people off a little bit. And they're like, oh, he's going to play Cocaine. It's like, nope, I played George Thorogood instead from the 70s. Yeah. Like
that was a curveball.
It was a curveball. Keep people on edge. So we're doing pretty good for time here. I'm going to give, I'm giving round three to Rick Dees. You got the 70s, yeah, with the Disco Duck. And the Beatles covers were given to the 90s. We're giving that to Phil Collins. So right now, it's all over the place. The 70s are leading 2-1-1 going into round five. Round five, we have the instrumental songs. Right now, that is still open. If you want to vote, you can vote for SWAT. You can vote for Miami Vice, which is in the lead. Or you could vote for Law & Order, which also has some votes in there as well. Or, of course, vote for the Cocaine round. So we had one for the 70s, one for the 90s. We are going to go in songs about the radio or songs about touching oneself. So a little provocative, we could do the radio, which is straight up songs about the radio. We get a little provocative, and we can go into songs about touching oneself.
Go provocative.
You going to go provocative?
Yeah, just tear off
All right,
the
let's do it.
You know,
let's do it. Yeah, it's 7:35. Let's do it. So if any time, it's going to be now. All right, we're going to start in the 70s with a song that many know. By the Vapors. This song has been canceled many times over the years, but I'm playing it for you tonight. It's a song called Turning Japanese.
I'd like a inside as well. You got me turning up, I'm turning down, I'm turning in, I'm turning right, I'm turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so. No sex, no drugs, no wine, no women, no fun, no sin, no you, no when there is talk. Everyone around me is a total stranger. Everyone avoids me like a cyclone ranger. Everyone. That's why I'm turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so. Turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so. Turning Japanese, I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so.
Yankee, my wanky. The donga need food.
Pages of a blue boy magazine.
listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. It's the Friday Night Fights. Chris and Jared here with you until 8 p.m. That was the songs about touching yourself round, touching oneself, touching yourself, turning Japanese, she-bop, and, of course, the Divinyls with I Touch Myself.
All great songs.
All great songs.
I had no idea the Vapors and she-bop. They were Cyndi Lauper. Those songs were anything about that.
Yeah, she-bop actually. Tipper Gore, Al Gore's wife, like used that as one of the reasons why there should be parental guidance on tapes and records back then. Yeah, she-bop was considered one of them. And of course, Prince in the background with Darling Nikki, talking about masturbating over a magazine. Something everybody does, but nobody's still comfortable talking about it. Prince. And it is kind of something you don't want to just bring up. Just be like, yeah, you know, this is what I was doing a little earlier today. It's like,
not going to get you elected president or anything.
No. It might. Yeah, it might. Not if you buy
these
yourself.
These days, you never know.
Yeah,
not it if might actually help. Yeah.
Imagine doing it solo and getting elected. Just be like, what are you known for? Spanking one out. And then become the hero of America.
I'd have to go with the Vapors on Turning Japanese. What a great song.
Yeah, it's a fantastic song. I love the Divinyls song, and Austin Powers, a great bit using that song in there. She-bop song I always thought was boring. I love the Darling Nikki song, but I didn't throw that one in there. But I'm going with the Vapors on this one, too. I'm giving that to the 70s right now. People can vote, of course. I'm giving round five. The instrumental round went to the 80s. So right now we have two in the 70s, two for the 80s, and one for the 90s. So it's going anywhere here on the Friday Night Fights. Best cocaine song and best song about touching yourself. You can vote and do it quickly because you got about 8 minutes left. Otherwise, I'm just going to call it, and we'll see if the 80s wins. I'm not sure. It could go any way. The 70s may win this one. You never know. I'm going to give you the next round here, Jared, to pick. There's a few different things we can do. We can do the Legends round, which is the best song from an artist from that particular time period. So it would be Elton John versus Prince versus Nirvana.
Cool.
Or we can do the Mama round, or we could do the Radio round.
Let's do Legends.
That you want to do fun, Legends? Yeah. All right, so that'll be our final round here. And everybody that wants to get votes in, get those texts out and get those votes out. I'm not going to take any more phone calls. We actually didn't have to pick up any, which was fine. But, yeah, if you want to get those votes in, do that now. We will bring you to the Legends round here on Friday Night Fight. So it is going to be Elton John versus Prince versus Nirvana in the final round of the night here on the Friday Night Fights. Thanks for listening to Freeform Radio, WMFO in Medford.
It's Saturday night, I haven't seen my
All right, for sake of time here, I'm going to give you a little piece of each one of them. So that's Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting, representing the 1970s. This is going to represent the 1980s. It is Prince with Delirious. WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. It is the Friday Night Fights, and my name is Chris Earle. I'm here with Jared Gales, and we are at the end of the Friday Night Fights. I'm going to give you the standings right now. We had round one went to the 70s, round two went to the 80s, round three went to the 70s, round four went to the 90s. I am calling. Theme song went to the 80s. Cocaine. So round six went to the 70s, and songs about touching yourself went to the vapors. Okay, so it looks like the 70s are going to win this year. However, here is the final song. So it is Elton John versus Prince versus Nirvana. And Jared, I'm going to play Nirvana for you, and you give me your commentary and let me know what you think for the final round.
Right on, thanks.
Here we go. You know the song?
Oh, yeah.
So we got In Bloom, we've got Delirious, we've got Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting. What's your final vote?
Nirvana.
Going Nirvana?
Definitely, yep.
I love this song by Nirvana. As much as I love Prince, as much as I love Elton, I'm going to give it to Nirvana, too. So the 90s is going to win this round.
Yep.
And we will go out with Nirvana, I think. This is... Let me just make sure. I think the 70s might have won. Yeah. Unless somebody can get their votes in very quickly. Yeah, the 70s won this year. This week. Great song, huh?
Great song.
They went around very long, but they represent the 90s very well.
They really do.
Yeah. With that angst and that anger.
It was the right music at the right time. That's all it ever is. I mean, it's why it hits.
And this song is basically about one of his buddies that was like from the high school that was like a preppy guy that liked to go to their shows and try to fit in
right.
as soon as they were starting to get popular. So pretty cool song. And also one of the best songs to play on Rock Band on the PlayStation 3.
Nice.
Good night, everybody. Thanks again, Jared, for coming on in.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Edward is on next. I'm going to leave you with In Bloom.
Nature is a whole.
Good night, everybody. See you next week. Listening to WMFO in Medford.